This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, you shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, I couldn't have asked for a better tee-up. I just couldn't have done it. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Did you hear during the break? President Donald Trump now says we need extreme surveillance. We need extreme security, which coincides with exactly what I've been talking about over the last couple days. And if we don't build that wall, then we don't have nothing, he said. Now, I'm curious, is that wall to keep out illegals, or is that wall there to be built to keep us in? Now, I know some are going to say, well, Bradley, that's a little extreme, that's a little far out there. Well, if you knew history, you'd know exactly what I'm talking about. You'd know exactly what I'm talking about. When you see the FEMA camps around the United States of America, friends, which there are many, it's interesting that the fence line goes inward to keep people in, not to keep them out. But again, just taking it to the next level, because we are going to go there, like it or not. And I have not a care for anybody's ridicule for what I'm telling you right now. Why? Because I'm right. I'm just like I've been right for the last 17 years. Just like when I receive emails and phone calls, Bradley, when you were talking about this, I thought you were way out there. Nope, we're not way out there. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. It will always be. The best way to predict the future is to look to the past. And when you look at Hebrews 13, chapter 8, what does it say? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the best thing that we can do is keep our eyes fixed on Him and His Word so we can predict the future. So we can learn from history. Like our forefathers told us concerning, when you go to Washington, D.C. and you go to the Library of Congress, you'll see right there inscripted upon the walls and into stone that we're to study the past. And that's exactly what I'm doing, is by studying the past, I'm forecasting what is coming up down the line. Another point I want to make. Now, this is a conservative outlet. Don't forget about that, okay? And, you know, again, today's conservatives are simply yesterday's liberals that are reporting and putting the microphone up to Donald Trump's mouth. Now, I want to talk about being principled here, not about somebody's favorite politician, because, again, he has a right jersey on. When we hear of Donald Trump by the conservatives, are we talking about the same president? I mean, are we talking about the same president that today's conservatives are propping up here, or someone else? Because, friends, things aren't lining up. You would think that the way, again, today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals are propping up Donald Trump, in that what he is really doing, that they're talking about another president, Donald Trump. But we're not. And this is why it's so important to pay attention to what our representatives in this country do for us, America. rather than what it is that they say. Because the man and the office are the same. Listen to what I said. The man and the office are the same. You have the establishment media broadcasting, promulgating him out there on these political photo ops across the country, helping, you know, disaster relief and greeting the people that have lost what, you know, their homes, so on and so forth. Rightly so. Going into the black communities and hugging and kissing folks. Prayers at the administrator's table and the administration's table before session. This is all out there and it's all available online. They're propping him up to be something, friends, when you pay attention to what he's doing the exact opposite. In other words, the agenda is going forward. The agenda is going forward. And all these things that I just said and named off, hey, folks, every good American wants this. This is good. It's not bad. But the fact of the matter is they're putting him up to be something, and what's happening is they're playing sleight of hand. Now, I'm going to get to that in just a couple moments. Again, are we talking about the same president that today's conservatives are propping up here or someone else? Because when we judge them according to what they do, their fruit, Matthew 7:16, we can see that what he is saying and what he is doing is no different than any other administration. And I'm talking about how the agenda is going forward. I want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick, and I want to highlight some of the things that are going on. We have a couple of these, friends, that I have warned you about. Now we're into it again. Hillary's new book now has a rating of 4.9. This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Did you hear what I said? Hillary's new book now has a rating of 4.9 out of 5 stars. See, now what they're not telling you, and this is why you have outlets like the sonsoflibertymedia.com, is that after hundreds of one-star reviews were deleted, in other words, they got rid of all the bad ratings and they just kept the few that they had, 4.9 out of 5 stars. See, friends, these are the things that they are continuously doing. They continuously prop themselves up. They give themselves street names. They give themselves museums, presidential museums. Folks, whatever it is that they want out of the deal after selling you down the river, well, they get it through the establishment that is being used to destroy our constitutional republic. And this criminal just happens to be one of them. Again, Hillary's new book on sonsoflibertymedia.com has a rating of 4.9 out of 5 stars after hundreds of one-star reviews were deleted. This goes back to Saul Alinsky and his tactic. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. They don't have the support. Just like Hillary doesn't, just like Barack Hussein Obama didn't. I mean, this is ridiculous. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, we can see Facebook is now doubling down on hate speech that they've created. They're actually implementing Sharia police and introducing tougher rules, folks, on the things that you can't talk about. This is a complete violation of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, just so you know. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Voters want to see return on voting Trump investments. See, people are beginning to wake up as to what Donald Trump is really doing. And it says it doesn't look like they're going to get it. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Voters want to see return on voting Trump investment, and it doesn't look like they're going to get it. Of course not. And folks, you're back into the cycle because you haven't learned how these people operate yet. It's the same thing. Another day. That's all it is. There's nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:9. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you want to check us out online, you know what? I just got to be quite frank with you real quick. My name is Bradley Dean, but I want to be frank with you for a moment, if you don't mind. You know, I can literally see when I begin to show the American people, this administration, and for what they are, principled, being principled, friends, the way that we're supposed to be. And I can literally see people just fall off because they're angry with what I'm telling them. I mean, how foolish could a people be? And don't forget, friends, that this is history being repeated over and over and over again. Well, you can't be saying anything about Donald Trump, man. We really like him. I mean, look, he's out there taking all those photo ops to put us back to sleep, and we don't even realize it yet. Oops. Oops. Didn't know that that's why they were doing it. Oops, didn't pay attention to that one, Bradley. Thanks for telling me. Instead of a thank you that someone's actually speaking out against this administration and telling you the facts of the matter, you'd rather have someone just simply put you back to sleep and lullaby you back into destruction, to your own demise, because that's exactly the direction that we're going. I mean, I was simply sharing with you what he said and what he is doing. And you want to shoot the messenger because somebody's actually telling you the facts of the matter rather than just going along, ending up in the ditch, and ending up in hell as a country because someone didn't want to pay attention. Well, I'm not a part of that club, and I never will be a part of that club. That's the club that just doesn't pay attention to anything. And then when destruction takes place, they sit back and try to figure out, why did this happen? Wait a second, this isn't what we bargained for. And you know the president's gone for 6 months before they start acknowledging what he was really doing. And that's why Jesus said, oh, you slow of heart. And that's exactly right. That's exactly where you're at, America. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And I'm embarrassed for some of you that don't listen, that don't pay attention. Matter of fact, every time you listen to the Sons of Liberty, why don't you just grab your Bible and why don't you do this? Why don't you grab your Constitution, your Bill of Rights, and we can go back as far as you want to, and we can go through it, and you can look for yourself as to, well, for example, some of the things that he's doing right now, if he has the constitutional authority to do so in the first place, which he doesn't. I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you the facts, and I'm telling you to judge his fruit the way Jesus Christ told us to do it. And because we don't listen to him, we end up in trouble again and again and again and again and again and again and again. I mean, you had the President of the United States of America saying we need extreme surveillance. We need extreme security. Extreme. How's that security been working out for you since September 11th? Because it hasn't. I'll tell you what, the fact of the matter is nobody can deny what I'm going to tell you next, that bureaucracy after bureaucracy after bureaucracy has been created to throw extreme surveillance on the American people while illegals are flooding into our country. That's what's happening. And I just wanted to make it clear that you understood what's happening before you start getting angry, America, at someone that's simply telling you what really is going on. You know, we're to awake ourselves. We're not to go back to sleep. The enemy sows tares when men sleep. We want to wake up to the fact and be diligent the way that our forefathers taught us to be diligent. And suspect everyone that even gets close to that jewel. And that jewel is those that represent we the people. And I'm sick and tired of it, to be quite frank with you. Folks, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E. Thank you for also making us the number, well, we are number 11,000 concerning our site across the United States of America, 116,000 worldwide. We appreciate it. Thank you for making us the number 3 show right now. Thank you for making us the number 1 weekend show on Saturdays. We appreciate that, friends. And folks, when I'm going after the compromisers, I just want to let you know, I'm not going after those that are in it or where we're in it together. I'm not going after those that are doing. I'm going after those that won't come to the truth or come to the light because it might just require too much. Well, I'll tell you what, it better that it require much now than later on. At least now you have the freedom to do the right thing where you're going to put yourself in a position where you're not going to have that freedom to do the right thing and you're going to wish you did it when you had the time to do it, but you didn't because you got mad like a little baby with wet diapers on because someone is talking about your favorite politicians. Grow up! Serious. Grow up. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Here, this is just going right along with what we're talking about again. I just got done sharing with you on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Voters want to see return on voting Trump investment. Doesn't look like they're going to get it. No, but you got a whole lot of lip service, didn't you, America? Yep. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. It's time to end unlawful data gathering. We have just 140 days to do so. Remember Donald Trump just got done telling you, America, we need extreme surveillance? You know, the New American just reported that the Trump administration is asking Congress, while he's out there on his photo op putting you back to sleep, America, the Trump administration is asking Congress to renew a law giving intelligence agencies the authority to collect the communication of millions of Americans without a warrant. Boy, that's not what I bargained for. Well, this is what I'm trying to tell you. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, shall not be violated, shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons of the things to be seized. That is the fourth amendments of the Bill of Rights. What Donald Trump is asking Congress to do is to violate your God-given rights under the guise as a new Christian now, America. Listen again, the New American just reported that the Trump administration is asking Congress to renew a law giving intelligence agencies the authority to collect the communication of millions of Americans without a warrant. In other words, America, you're guilty until proven innocent, when in fact you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. And despite the fact that such surveillance led to charges that President Donald Trump is in cahoots with Russia, the law in question, Title VII of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, folks, they create these on a daily basis. It's called FISA, Section 702, which authorizes the National Security Agency, the NSA, to intercept the communication of, again, the excuse of foreigners located outside the United States without obtaining a search warrant. That's not what it's being used for. And see what's going on here, friends, is they're being pressed right now, but you're being entertained outside of what's really going on. Pay attention to what the left hand is doing while the right hand is doing something different. The law expires at the end of the year unless Congress, your representatives, pass legislation reauthorizing it. It reminds me of what Ben Franklin said. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Now, it's also interesting when you pay attention to what they're trying to do and you look at what's really going on in the United States of America, you have big corporations doing their best to shut your mouth, to suppress your First Amendment. And what are you talking about? I just got done sharing with you, America, that Facebook doubles hate speech Sharia police. In other words, protecting Muslims that are here illegally. And they're introducing tougher rules. You know what? What happened to that rule of law that Donald Trump promised that he was going to bring in? Again, friends, I'm just using him as an example because he's your representative. In other words, Donald Trump is your reflection. And you're responsible to set the record straight. I'm just pointing the finger at him so you can understand. I'm pointing the finger at people that tolerate the crimes of his administration. And they are crimes. Listen to what they said. Reauthorizing this critical authority is the top priority of the Department of Justice and the intelligence community. Attorney General Jeff Sessions and Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats wrote in a September 7th letter to congressional leaders. Sessions and Coats argue that the law's privacy protection are sufficient to comply with the Fourth Amendment. No, they are not. And see, that's all they have to tell their followers. It complies with the Fourth Amendment because they rest assured, friends, that you are not going to go read the Fourth Amendment. I just read it for you. It counters everything they just said and what they're asking for. Folks, now when I come back, I'm going to bring a little more to the table concerning, are we talking about the same president that today's conservatives are propping up here or someone else? Hey, folks, the man and the office are the same. I'm showing you what they are doing and sharing with you as to what they are doing while the media and the establishment media is continuously trying to put you back to sleep.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chera Curry, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. a high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Friends, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, by the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in Donald Trump's head. Or any other, folks, representative that we have delegated authority to. To represent we the people, not lead the people. They're not our leader. They're our representative. Christ is the leader. There is no king but King Jesus. Amen? John 14:6. Friends, I'm talking about right now, are we talking about the same president that today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals are propping up? Or someone else? Because, friends, things aren't lining up. Period. I'm highlighting the New American just reported because we heard from Donald Trump before the beginning of the show today that we need extreme surveillance. In other words, the American people, did you hear what I said? You love me already, so let me start to convey my propaganda so the agenda goes forward, because there's no difference between this administration and the last administration and the administration before that and the administration before that and the administration before that. Same agenda is going forward. By the way, I got firsthand, believe it or not, information on what I'm telling you right now. I know I'm right. The agenda goes forward for a moment. For a moment. It's temporary. Before the hammer falls, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? He will come in judgment, friends. And it is raining right now. Just because you don't see the ark doesn't mean anything, friends. But I'm telling you, there's an ark built right now, and it's raining. And you go ahead and laugh and mock all that you want. But you better know that this country right now, biblically, is under God's judgment. No doubt about it. No question about it. 1-866-582-9933. The New American reported the Trump administration is asking Congress to renew a law. It's not a law, it's a policy, by the way, giving intelligence agencies the authority to collect the communications of millions of Americans without a warrant, which is a clear violation of Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Now, friends, when you take a look around as to what's going on since September 11th, who has attacked you more than your own representatives? Nobody has. Who has opened the door to sanctuary cities? These criminals across the United States that are masquerading as mayors, which in fact are felons. Oh, and by the way, can I just add this? Because I just noticed this, and I just love knowing when I'm telling you something, something's up. Do you remember when I had brought up Mr. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray? He's resigning now. He has one of the sanctuary cities too, and he's attacking our laws. When they attack our laws, you can rest assured there's more behind them. It makes them lawless, right? They're outlaws. I don't care what they call themselves. The fact of the matter is, friends, you know, if I break the law, I go downtown Minneapolis and I stand in front of the police station and I break the law. It doesn't matter what kind of clothes I have on, friends, or what I call myself. If I break the law, I'm a criminal, okay? And I know that you've been conditioned to think otherwise, and you've been conditioned to believe that representatives can do whatever they want. I'd like to see that. 1-866-582-9933. But the mayor there, Ed Murray, he's resigning now after the fifth child sex abuse allegation. The fifth. And the only reason he's retiring, friends, and resigning is because he wants to get out of the limelight right now because it's bringing too much attention to the fact that he is a pedophile. And the reason he's resigning is because it may bring attention to others that are around him that you just might know who they are as well. And they don't want that attention. So they're going to resign him. And what they're going to do is they'll probably give him a little bonus to shut his mouth. If they have to throw him in jail for a little while, he'll do that too. But rest assured, the FBI will be right there to make sure that the investigation goes no further than this criminal right here. And if you look at child abuse sex cases, folks, what I'm telling you is smack right on. Or kidnapping cases, it always stops when it hits the FBI. Because the FBI is not there, friends, to protect, not all of them, some of them, they are not there to protect you from the big guy, they're protecting the big guy from you. And I know, again, we've been taught just the exact opposite in this country. But let me go back to this. Reauthorizing this critical authority is the top legislative priority of the Department of Justice and the intelligence community. Wow, that's crazy. It's the top priority. Not to shut down Planned Parenthood for killing babies and dissecting them and selling their body parts. I don't know, but I mean, I know now that it's the job of representatives like Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and Republican Senator Susan Collins. They're introducing a defense bill amendment Monday to block President Donald Trump's transgender ban. I mean, that's top priority to these people. I mean, you have illegals flooding into your country, right, we're told? And the fact of the matter is they care more about giving a pass to transgenders, which is an abomination in the sight of God. This is what your government's become because you've tolerated these people as being the standard, the debased, the reprobate, as the standard. I don't know who they're representing, friends, but they ain't representing our law. They're not representing the laws that hundreds of thousands of men and women in this country fought, bled, and died magnifying against tyranny without. Now you're tolerating from within what they fought against from without. Hypocrites. I mean, this is critical authority. We gotta get this passed through. It's critical that we violate the Fourth Amendment once again. I mean, when the American people decide to pay attention that it's their representatives that are the ones trying to tear down the laws to allow illegals to come here, not undocumented, illegals to come here in the first place, then you're going to begin to understand who the Judases are. Because as I've said, and I say it again, friends, these are the same people trying to disarm you. These are the same people that are trying to incriminate you. These are the same people trying to stifle your First Amendment right, your Second Amendment right. These are the people trying to disarm you, America. Sessions and Coates argued that the law's privacy protections are sufficient to comply with the Fourth Amendment. Completely contrary. Completely contrary. I want you to listen to this. As agents France Presse reminds us, Section 702 was passed in 2008 to replace a previously secret and illegal warrantless wiretap program instituted after the September 11, 2001. And don't forget about George W. Bush, friends. Not one of the 535 representatives, not one of them had time to read that bill called the Patriot Act, which is really should be called the Act of Tyrants, because it's unconstitutional. They put it through, I believe, at 3:23 in the morning. And then the next day, they pushed everybody to pass it through without even reading it. You have been under attack since September 11th, America. You have. Agents France Presse reminds us that, again, Section 702 was passed in 2008 to replace a previously secret and illegal warrantless wiretap program instituted after September 11, 2001. In other words, Congress retroactively codified a blatantly unconstitutional policy that was known to vacuum up data, gather, garner, whatever you want to say, friends, data on innocent Americans. On innocent Americans. And Donald Trump, while he's out there playing for the cameras, his administration is doing their best to strangle you out of your rights, America. And by the way, I shared with you as well that Pamela Geller posted this week that Trump was adhering to Sharia by not criticizing Islam in his 9/11 speech. And then I also brought up how Mr. Gorka, who was a part of the administration, said, regrettably, outside of yourself, the individuals who most embodied and represented the policies that will make America great again, which happens to be Ronald Reagan's slogan, friends, have been internally countered, systematically removed, or undermined in recent months. You're under judgment, America. Because it's exactly what the Lord said would happen. And he brings it about in stages, and things are going to get worse. They're not going to get better. Regrettably, outside of yourself, this was written by Mr. Gorka to the president, the individuals who you most embodied and represented the policies that will make America great again have been internally countered, systematically removed, or undermined in recent months. Wow. That's crazy. And furthermore, let me go forward. Let me take it to the next step, friends. We already know that the Department of Homeland Security, as they call it, is stacked with Muslim Brotherhood ties and have redefined what a terrorist is. I don't care how they've redefined it. We know what the word, according to Oxford English Dictionary, terrorism means. It means government by intimidation. And see, the reason they revised that word and redefined that word is because they don't want you to figure out they're the ones doing it. And let me ask you, friends, do you remember that during Barack Hussein Obama, this criminal's administration, do you remember that he stacked Homeland Security with the Muslim Brotherhood ties and Hamas ties? You remember that? Are you figuring out who the terrorists are yet, America, or not? Well, what we're going to do when we come back is we're going to define for you, according to the Department of Homeland Security, who the terrorists are, okay? And you may be surprised if you haven't heard this before. Also keep in mind that Homeland Security under Barack Hussein Obama, they were busing in illegals into America, for those that did not know. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yes, this is Sarah from Abilene, Texas, and I am just letting the world know that I do feel Bradley Dean should run for president, bringing God back to our country, getting rid of all of the liars, spreading the word of the Constitution, letting people know what their rights are, and waking America up. Bradley Dean for president.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsofliberty.radio.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Thank you for the phone calls, but folks, I got to hit this before the end of the show. Too much anticipation going on right now. We have been talking about, are we talking about the same president that today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals is what they are propping up? Or someone else? Folks, because things are not lining up. I mean, what is happening and what he is portraying himself to be are two different stories. And by the way, with the help of the establishment media that nobody believes. And boy, I want to tell you what, if they're not leading through opposition, they are propping this guy up as the savior of America. And I want to tell you, there's a lot of stupid people out there. Dull and sensible is the definition of stupid. You have eyes, but you see not. You have ears, but you hear not. America, what is he doing that he promised he would do? He's left off the rule of law. He's left off justice. He's left off the Constitution because you like him so much, so therefore you've given him a pass to go ahead and tear down that Constitution and recreate it in his own image, and you're okay with it. This is craziness. I mean, it's ludicrous is what it is. It's wow. It's you know that you can't even say the word nuts back in 1946 according to the movie production code. I was just going to say this is nuts. The Department of Homeland Security, stacked with Muslim Brotherhood ties, have redefined what a terrorist is. And by the way, I don't care what their redefinition is, but I'm telling you what, it exposes the enemy within for who they are. They defined terrorists as, number one, those that talk about individual liberties. I'm a terrorist. Number two, those that advocate for states' rights. I'm a terrorist. those that want to make the world a better place. I'm a terrorist. The colonists who sought to free themselves from British rule are the terrorists. Number five, those that are interested in defeating communists, you're a terrorist. So, well, let me ask you, who would want to shut your mouth concerning communism? The communists. Number seven, anyone that holds a political ideology that considers the state to be unnecessary, harmful, or undesirable. It's not unnecessary. It's totally necessary because God has ordained government. He's established government. But not through, friends, an evolutionary view, that's for sure. Because our rights, again, come from God. Read the Declaration of Independence. Number seven, anyone holds a political ideology that considers the state to be unnecessary, harmful, or undesirable. That's just not the case. I'm not guilty of that. I totally love good government. Number eight, anyone that possesses an intolerance towards other religions. You mean like those that want to behead you? I guess that I'm a terrorist. Number nine, those that take action to fight against the exploitation of the environment and or the animals. Folks, that is the mindset of a reprobate. And the enemy is telling you who they are. That is communists, ideology, and it's totalitarianism. Okay? Number nine. Number ten, the Homeland Security has defined terrorists as those that are anti-homosexual, in other words, pro-Bible. Okay? And number 11, anti-immigrant, you mean pro-Bible. Yeah, pro-patriot, pro-American, right? Number 12, anybody that's an anti-Muslim, you're to be considered a terrorist by the Homeland Security. This is easily accessible online, friends. Number 13, the patriot movement. Hey, folks, patriot means to uphold dying laws. In other words, when you live for what men died for by giving you their sacrifice and the freedoms in which closely ensue through their sacrifice, they're calling you, friends, a terrorist. In other words, get rid of the cross because that's the power of God unto salvation. Number 14, a terrorist defined by Homeland Security. It's interesting that we haven't heard this through the establishment media, and it's interesting we haven't seen Mr. Donald Trump do away and eradicate these people that are defining you and me as terrorists, is it not? As you sit there and praise him to your own demise. He's a player, he's a stand-in, he's a shill. He's an accomplice to what's going on here. He's an actor, okay? As are other representatives, politicians, whatever you want to call them. Opposition to equal rights for homosexuals and lesbians. Wait, this is a Christian nation. Obviously, we're going to be opposed to that because God didn't give them rights, right? That's a terrorist, according to the Homeland Security. Number 15, members of the Family Research Council. Is this not crazy? They're telling on themselves. I have long suspected babies that were aborted and are being aborted are being used through sacrifice. And I'd be a fool to think otherwise. But what's interesting, friends, is on sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, for those that are paying attention, it's interesting that Birds of a Feather, Planned Parenthood, and Satanists join hands to promote murder of the unborn in Missouri. Oof. My gosh. You hear stories of firsthand accounts of Satanists playing until it's their turn. And then the turn of attitude, the turn of everything within themselves, realizing now that I've given myself over too far, I'm all the way in, there's nothing I can do about it, and they still try to get out after they've gone too far. Oh, you know, you're not promised tomorrow. And the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. We're not to fear men. We're to fear God. And I would not want to be one of you individuals that is daring the justice of God. Because rest assured, you're going to get it. Members of the Family Research Council are those friends that are doing the same thing in so many different fronts as I am. Standing on the rock of the Word of God, warning you of what's going on in this country. And according to the Homeland Security, Which is, by the way, conceived after September 11th, like that of Mr. Adolf Hitler. After he attacked his own Reichstag, he came up with something called Fatherland of Security, and it took him 8 years to destroy the Constitution. And by the way, that's what these organizations are being used for, too. Okay? In other words, you're losing your freedoms. You're giving yourself to a dictatorship, tyranny. Number 16, members of the American Family Association, same thing. Good people over there, friends. 17, those that believe that Mexico, Canada, and the United States are secretly planning to merge a European Union-like entity that will be known as the North American Union. We can just talk to Mr. Ted, the guy that was running for the presidency of the United States of America, because his wife is all a part of it, for those that did not know. And, again, you see so many conservatives just falling right in line. I'm talking about Ted Cruz. His wife is a part of it, friends. Better not speak out against it. No, speak out against it. 18, members of the American Border Patrol and American Patrol are considered to be terrorists, according to Homeland Security. 19, members of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, in other words, those that want to stop immigrants illegally coming into the United States, they're considered to be terrorists. Hey, folks, you're an open prey right now. Members of the Tennessee Freedom Coalition, members of Christian Action Network, anyone that is opposed to the New World Order, anyone that is engaged in conspiracy theorizing. Folks, there's no theory. The conspiracies have been busted wide open over and over again. The only ones calling it theory are the media that are used to protect those that are committing the act of conspiracy. Read Jeremiah 11:9 when you get a moment. Anyone that is concerned about FEMA camps, they're there. Anyone that fears impending gun control or weapons confiscation, that's happening. We just seen that in St. Martin, friends, last week. They went and disarmed the people before the hurricane came. Why would they do that? The militia movement, if you look to the Constitution, the militia is in place to help good governments from those that would invade. They are there to work with good government. And by the way, if you know federal code, you are the militia, America. The sovereign citizen movement, those that don't think that you'd have to pay taxes, anyone that complains about bias, anyone that believes in government conspiracies to the point of paranoia, there's a lot of that going on, isn't there? I'll tell you what, I can't stand them people. Everything they sell to you is through the use of fear. Anyone that is frustrated with mainstream ideologies, anyone that visits extremist websites, blogs, well, Facebook's attempting to do that, Google's attempting to do that, and they're calling it fake news when in fact what they're doing is setting cover for the mainstream media that is fake news. Anyone that exhibits extreme religious intolerance, in other words, anybody that really loves Christ and that loves their freedom. Anyone that is personally connected with a grievance, anyone that suddenly acquires weapons, anyone that organizes protests inspired by extremist ideology like the Word of God, yep. Well, then guess what, America? I'm an extremist, and I'm a terrorist. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.